New York voters went to the polls on Tuesday to vote in the primary elections. Joe Biden and Donald Trump won their respective parties' delegates, which comes at no surprise to those following politics.
But what might be surprising in this election cycle is that it will be the first in the era of mainstream artificial intelligence. That means uncharted waters, especially with the emergence of audio deepfake that seem to be getting even more convincing.
Pascal Hogue reports on managing the perils of AI during a presidential election.
One mystery element this year is if, or how, artificial intelligence could be used to spread misinformation to voters in the election. In fact, last month, a Democratic consultant was caught using AI technology to create fake Biden robocalls ahead of the New Hampshire primary. The consultant said it was an act of civil disobedience to draw attention to the dangers of AI. So will audio deepfakes have an impact on this election cycle? I did a test with voters at the shops at Columbus Circle. I played them this real quote from Joe Biden.
No, you haven't. You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. You said you were, but now you gotta be honest. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Then I played this fake quote created by The Guardian using AI.
My granddad always used to say, you're short on ears and long on mouth.
Do you think that's real or AI?
I think AI.
Real, yeah. Not AI made.
So that one is actually AI?
Oh, all right. Yeah, I couldn't really tell.
Gabriela Ramirez correctly guessed the fake AI quote, but she says it's getting harder to tell.
It's pretty good. You can still kind of tell a little bit with the rhythm, but it's a little bit concerning that it's very similar.
And that's what's got Silas Jonathan worried. He's a digital investigator at the Center for Journalism, Innovation and Development.
When deepfake first came, it was laughable because people could see that, this is not a real human being.
Jonathan says audio deepfakes have been around for a while, but they were never particularly good. That made for great meme material, like this clip of Trump and Biden playing Wii Sports that went viral last year.
Golf is fun, but the 9-hole takes too long.
Oh, what, Joe, are you going to fall asleep or something?
To be clear, what you just heard were fakes. And audio deepfakes have become a lot better lately. Technologies like Parrot AI and 11 Labs can mimic natural speech patterns and intonation.
AI has become so good in mastering people's voices that even for the most expert listener, hardly can you be able to distinguish what is real or not.
Jonathan says this allows politicians to weaponize AI, to make statements and then later to deny having done so.
Not just because it can be used to spread misinformation, is because another way is that those who should be held accountable to what they say can now say, oh, this was not me, this was AI generated, this is not my voice.
Jonathan says this means the process to detect AI misinformation has had to become a lot more sophisticated. When analyzing an audio clip, fact-checkers now take into account politicians' speech patterns, how they naturally pronounce words, and even the acoustics of the room where the clip was allegedly recorded.
So in all of these things, you will see that it is not something that you do in a day or two. It is something that requires time, commitment, and a lot of energy.
So with the election approaching, listen carefully. Pascal Hogue, Columbia Radio News.